If you start at the top, nothing has changed. In a statement released Wednesday afternoon, Governor Rick Perry reiterated his stance on Medicaid expansion, saying it would, quote, be irresponsible to add more Texans and dump more taxpayer dollars into an unsustainable system. Flower Mound Republican Jane Nelson has a slightly softer stance.
First thing I think is that I'm opposed to any expansion of Medicaid that doesn't give Texas the flexibility that we want.
Nelson chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. She has been a fierce critic of Obamacare. That hasn't changed, but...
But if we could design a program that we could live with, I would suggest that we take it to the federal government and say, you know, consider this.
Florida asked for and received a waiver to run its program a little differently, which means Texas could certainly negotiate how an expansion would work, too. What would the state want out of those negotiations? It could be getting Medicaid money sent in a block grant that the state would then use as it chooses. The federal government has, so far, not been interested in allowing that approach. Nelson says block grants aren't a deal breaker. There are other ways Texas could tailor its expansion.
Co-pays, for example, to make sure that people have some skin in the game, making sure that our emergency rooms get unclogged.
Houston Democrat Garnett Coleman says he's working with lawmakers in the Texas House to figure out what that sweet spot compromise could be. He says co-pays could work as long as people in Medicaid now, the very poor, the elderly, and children, don't have to pay for a doctor's visit in the future. But he points out that whatever program is offered to Washington, it will need to pass muster with Texas conservatives.
So it has to be put together in such a way that the majority of this legislature is satisfied that there are enough conservative principles in the expansion so that they satisfy their constituents.
Senator Nelson isn't overly optimistic that Washington would accept a tailored Texas plan, although she says it's worth a shot. While the Texas legislature has the ability to write a bill accepting the Medicaid expansion and send it to Governor Perry's desk, doing anything without his blessing would make finding support more difficult. Reporting from the Texas Capitol for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.